Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Amber Rose breaks up with boyfriend Michael Ricker after he attacks her with brass knuckles. Her dad, Teddy Rose, confronts Ricker, and Ricker responds with a drive-by shooting on the dad, Teddy Rose's home. Well, Ricker is arrested on attempted murder, but bonds out. After he's released, Amber Rose's daughter comes home from school to find her grandma, Lisa Rose, beaten dead on the kitchen floor.
Nancy, Rose and Ricker were in a relationship for 7 years, and Rose reports that he was extremely close with her family and a father figure for her daughter. Ricker started showing violent tendencies in the last year of their relationship, and Rose cut off all contact after the initial attack on her. After killing Lisa Rose, Ricker managed to lock himself in an outdoor shed on the property and was discovered and taken into custody the day after the beating.
Michael Ricker, 36, now facing the original attempted murder charge on the dad, Teddy Rose, and murder one in the beating death of Grandma Lena Rose. Florida cops pull over what looks like a Border Patrol truck, but upon closer inspection, it's the Booty Patrol. The Chevy's painted green and white and has red and blue lights. It reads Booty Patrol on all sides and has seals reading National Booty Behavior Protection Program on the doors. Cops have been looking for the truck for weeks and have warned the public about possible attempts to impersonate an officer. Driver Gabriel Luviano says he decorated the truck, quote, for fun, and has never attempted to pull someone over. But Luviano still cited for having prohibited lights on the truck. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Michigan lawyer is reporting that a suspect being held in connection with the investigation into the deadly stabbing of a leader of a Detroit synagogue has been set free. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
After stating that the suspect had been released, attorney Allison Krieger declined to provide any further details. The suspect, according to our friends with the Detroit Free Press, is a male. No charges have been brought in the case. The victim, 40-year-old Samantha Wall, served as president of Isaac Agri Downtown Synagogue in Detroit. Investigators suspect the attack happened inside her Detroit home, but she was discovered dead outside on October 21st, only hours after returning from a wedding. On November 8th, Chief of Police James White announced that a suspect was under arrest. However, he said that it, quote, does not signify the end of our work in this instance. Wall's murder has raised rumors that it was related to hostility toward the Israel-Hamas conflict. However, White stated that anti-Semitism doesn't seem to be the cause of the incident.
Samantha Wall had previously worked on State Attorney General Dana Nessel's political campaign and for U.S. Representative Elisa Slotkin, in addition to her work at the synagogue. Charges have been leveled against a Michigan man in connection with the death of a 62-year-old woman whose body was discovered in the bed of a crashed pickup truck. He also faces other counts in the case. 20-year-old Stephen Freeman of Lexington was charged with first-degree premeditated murder, home invasion, and second-degree criminal sexual conduct by Macomb County prosecutors. Freeman's case was subsequently transferred to circuit court. Freeman was already charged with felony murder, receiving and concealing a body, and concealing a person's death. It was on October 27, 2022, that the body of Gabriela Seitz was found inside the truck after Freeman, the driver, fled the scene of a minor accident. Seitz was from Shelby Township. The state Supreme Court in Mississippi has been urged by Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch to schedule the execution of two death row inmates. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
In motion submitted on Thursday, Finch's office requested that the court set a date for Willie Jerome Manning and Robert Simon Jr. to be put to death. 55-year-old Manning was found guilty in 1994 on two charges of capital murder related to the Oktibbeha County murders of Mississippi State University students John Steckler and Tiffany Miller in December 1992. 60-year-old Simon and another man were found guilty of killing a family of four in Quitman County in 1990. It was over 10 years ago that the courts granted stays, preventing Manning and Simon from being executed at that time.
The court is still considering the motions from the Mississippi Attorney General.
Thanks, John. Kelly Brannon and boyfriend Eddie Emerson pick up their belongings for a cross-country move from Micanopy, Florida to Detroit. They drive their own cars but stop at a hotel in Live Oak, Florida when Eddie Emerson's truck breaks down. One night, the couple gets in an argument. Kelly Brannon leaves. She returns to the hotel 10:30 Emerson finds her drunk and crying. Emerson takes her car keys, and then Kelly Brandon threatens to leave. Eddie Emerson pleads with Kelly to come inside and get some sleep, but she refuses. So Emerson says he eventually leaves her alone. At 1 a.m., Kelly Brandon leaves Eddie Emerson a voicemail saying she got her own room and wants to go to Detroit alone. She abruptly ends the message saying she's getting in a car and has to go. Kelly Brandon, now missing nearly 3 years. Her phone and guitar disappear with her, the rest of her belongings left behind. If you have info on Kelly Brandon, call Crime Stoppers at Suwanee County, 386-208-8477. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.